Mayor Bill de Blasio presented his first executive budget at City Hall on Thursday. It's a $73.9 billion budget for fiscal year 2015.
Budgets are not just a collection of numbers. They are not just accounting documents. They reflect fundamental values.
As de Blasio took office, more than 150 labor contracts were expired. But after the $5.5 billion tentative agreement with teachers reached last week, de Blasio said the administration has a pattern to work from, and he's able to project a real budget.
We know, I always qualify that there's a lot of steps ahead, but we also know in the history of New York City labor relations that the first major agreement has generally set the pattern for later ones. So we believe that this agreement is a very, very promising start.
It's uncertainty that causes problems, according to the mayor, and the contract deal with the teachers creates certainty.
The rating agency Moody's noted in its analysis of the labor deal that if approved, it would mean, quote, resolution of a long-standing budgetary risk for the city. It's the simplest way to put it from one of the entities that watches our finances closely. This resolves something that was outstanding, that was creating a deep uncertainty. We're proud to now be moving in the right direction.
The New York City Center for Economic Opportunity says the number of residents with severe money struggles has increased over the last 5 years. It reports that 46% are at or near the poverty line. This is the number New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio wants to improve. Underlying the budget is a focus on creating more economic opportunity. De Blasio said the city is creating new jobs, but they are low-income jobs, and this is what he wants to change. He said job creation can take on many forms. Small business owners have long complained about punitive summonses and fees.
A number of you know that I, for years, including my time as public advocate, pushed for a change in our small business policies. I thought the punitive, arbitrary approach to fines, the revenue-focused approach, was really undermining small business and the ability of small business to create jobs. We are making big changes.
Fines will be decreased by 8%. That's less arbitrary fines, health department fines, and less consumer affairs fines for small businesses.
And this is about stabilizing small business and helping small business to create more jobs. As I said, so much of what we're doing has a job creation element. Affordable housing plan has a job creation element. Sandy relief and resiliency has a job creation element. All these pieces come together. The paid sick leave law, we are convinced, is actually going to strengthen our small businesses by creating a healthier workforce, more productivity, more consistency in employment and longevity in employment.
The mayor said he would work to make sure arts education is in all of the public schools. This follows a report from the comptroller's office on how lacking arts education is in schools in poorer neighborhoods. The condition of New York City's roads and bridges are also a focus of the mayor's budget proposal. The executive budget released Thursday increases the city's road resurfacing investment by $49 million. It totals $226 million for fiscal year 2015. Mayor de Blasio says another $346 million would be allotted for bridge maintenance. He wants to invest $41 billion over 10 years to build or preserve 200,000 units of affordable housing. This would create good-paying construction jobs, he said. He's adding $70 million to the Housing Authority's repair budget and is increasing services for the homeless, whose numbers expanded under Bloomberg. He repeatedly peppered his remarks with the need to do more for the poor and working class, but he vowed to be fiscally prudent in preparing a budget larger than those used by the majority of United States states. The city council's bid for 1,000 new police officers didn't make it into the budget, but an increase in summer youth programs did. Next week, the city council begins deliberations on the budget. It negotiates with the mayor for the final budget, which is due July 1st. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.